SRN News. I'm John Scott. The White House says President Trump will decide within the next 2 weeks whether to strike Iran. It says the president still sees a substantial chance that negotiations can achieve U.S. and Israeli demands on Iran's nuclear program. Meanwhile, the State Department has begun evacuating non-essential diplomats and their families from the U.S. Embassy in Israel. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
The evacuations come as hostilities between Israel and Iran intensify, and President Trump warns of the possibility of getting directly involved in the conflict. There's confusion, however, over evacuation plans for private American citizens. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee announced that such plans were being made. But hours later, the State Department said there is no announcement about assisting private U.S. citizens to depart at this time. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former State Department employee Gabriel Noronha says Iran now finds itself isolated.
No one wants to come and start a war with Israel or the United States if we hit Iran. Russia has abandoned Iran. China's abandoned Iran. The Arabs are rooting us on behind the scenes. And so Iran has lost its proxies, and they have no leverage anymore.
Noronha was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. President Trump has signed an executive order to keep TikTok running in the U.S. for another 90 days to give his administration more time to broker a deal to bring that social media platform under American ownership. This is the third time the president has extended the deadline. The National Weather Service says Hurricane Eric made landfall in southern Mexico. The agency's National Hurricane Center reported that Eric has moved over the Mexican state of Guerrero. That's along the country's Pacific coast. It's about 100 miles east of Acapulco. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Colorado.
The town of Castle Rock has agreed to let a local church operate a homeless shelter and will pay $225,000 in legal fees. Town officials went to court to try and stop Rock Church from housing homeless people in its parking lot. First Liberty represented the congregation in court and has released a statement saying, quote, "This is a welcome resolution and a good example of cooperation between church and state." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Jersey Supreme Court has ruled that the state can have a grand jury examine allegations of clergymen sexually abusing children. The ruling came after a Catholic diocese tried for years to block such proceedings. The Diocese of Camden argued that a court rule prevents the state attorney general from impaneling a grand jury to issue the findings in the state's investigation into decades of allegations against the Catholic priests. This is SRN News. The NTSB has provided new details about a deadly May plane crash in San Diego.
Shortly after the crash of a small jet into a San Diego neighborhood last month, NTSB investigator Dan Baker told reporters
there was airport lighting that was out that would have affected the illumination of the runway.
Now the NTSB says the runway lights at Montgomery Gibbs Executive Airport had not been working since 2022. Repairs delayed while waiting for an environmental study, although other lights at the airport were working. Too low, the Cessna struck power lines before crashing, killing all six people aboard and injuring eight on the ground. I'm Ben Thomas.
Archaeologists in Virginia have unearthed the foundation of a building from the 1700s that once supported the nation's oldest surviving schoolhouse for black children. William and Mary announced that discovery on Wednesday. The foundation is nearly completely intact. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.